Readers, it's time for our monthly check-in with Robin Witten, editor of Audiophile magazine. We'll get tips from Robin on which titles you might want to pick up for your own exploration of Women's History Month. Welcome, Robin. Thanks for checking back in with us.
Oh, thanks, Elaine. It's great to be here and to talk about the theme of women's history.
All right. So in planning for today's segment, you recommended NPR's American Chronicles Women's Equality, which was hosted by Susan Stamberg. Tell us a little about it.
Well, it's a very interesting collection. It's an audio original, and it will be released just this month in the American Chronicles series. And what's interesting to me is that in looking for pieces about women's history, there was not very much. I was surprised. But when I got this collection of NPR pieces, you have a big sweep of history. We start with Victoria Woodhull's entrance into the presidential race of 1871. And then we move fairly fast forward, where there are interviews with Betty Friedan, author of The Feminine Mystique, and Gloria Steinem, who started Ms. Magazine. And so it really moves through the 20th century and then ends with a very interesting interview with Naomi Wolf and her mother, Deborah, who are both authors and feminists, sort of a multi-generational feminist family.
You know, I've listened to a bit of it, and it's really beautifully produced. And this is actually the first NPR title we've previewed on the show. Talk a little bit more about others in the collection.
Well, what's interesting, of course, you know, they're radio segments, so they are made for listening, but they're woven together very nicely with the work that Susan Stamberg does to move from piece to piece. There have been little segues put together, and it makes for listening that you can, you know, just listen to one segment, you can move to another track and have another segment, you can stop. They're very, very interesting, and you can also kind of randomly drop in on one of these segments. They're quite interesting and a great series.
And so you would find them, for example, on Audible cataloged under NPR mostly?
I believe so. It's the American Chronicles series.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, as this is women's history, I'm wondering what other titles we should be looking out for.
Well, I did also see that Cokie Roberts from NPR, formerly a correspondent, had written two books on historical women figures, The Ladies of Liberty and Founding Mothers. And they're mostly sort of mini biographies of women in American history, mostly American politics. But again, you know, her reporter's style really works very well with those as audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
I also was interested in a new title, a biography called Sister Queens, which is the lives of Catherine of Aragon and Juana, Queen of Castile. That's a historical biography.
We actually previewed that on today's show.
Great. And
yeah.
Rosalind Landor does such a great job with that. So I also wanted just to tell you about a few other audiobooks that caught my eye this month.
All right.
And actually, I picked all of them are written by women.
Well, thank you for that.
Two mysteries. One by Lisa Gardner, Catch Me, read by Kirsten Potter. And another mystery by Dana Stabenow, Restless in the Grave. And that one is read by Marguerite Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are seasoned mystery narrators, and they both do a fabulous job.
Oh, all right. And actually, Audiophile magazine, this issue is talk about this current issue.
Well, the current issue that is out right now is we have a big feature on Black history that came out in the beginning of February. But there's also an interesting interview we have with Michelle Norris. I seem to be on an NPR tack today. But it is about her collection on civil rights, which is, again, part of this American Chronicles series. That was very interesting, and she had some good points about these collections and why they are important. I think particularly to share, it's a perfect audio program to share, and in the case of the civil rights program, but also women's history, you know, mothers, daughters. It's a great thing to share and hear a reflection from someone else of maybe a different generation. And we can all learn from that. So pretty interesting.
All right. And for those listeners who might not, who are new to the program, tell us about your website, too.
Yes. AudiophileMagazine.com is Audiophile's website that has not only updated with weekly selections and our sort of hot list of great audiobooks, but plenty of profiles of narrators and authors talking about their audiobooks. It's really quite a resource, as well as searchable for a specific audiobook you might be looking for.
Yeah, I use it all the time. Well, thanks, Robin, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Thanks again, Elaine.